Fox Sports Radio.
And we're back here at Jack Gorazzani Field as we go to the top of the fourth inning. Willie Brandt has been cruising here. He's retired eight in a row. And he will face Jake Dinkle, Matt Braun, and Brooks Repking for Marathon here in the fourth. Lumberjacks leading 6-2. A reminder once again, Woodchucks baseball coming your way tonight. The Woodchucks and Wisconsin Rapids from Athletic Park here in Wausau. First pitch at 7 o'clock. We'll get there when we're done here, or if this game ends early, the pregame show will begin at 6:45 on Fox Sports Radio. Brand ready to work. The pitch, fastball high. It's ball one. One ball and no strikes. And the pitch. That's driven in the air on a line to left field for a base hit. Dinkle was able to turn on that one and singles to left. And with nobody out and a man on, that'll bring up Matt Braun, the right fielder. He popped out to second his first time up.
Next batter, number 18, right fielder, Matt Braun.
Brand checks the runner. And the pitch. Runner was going back to first. Pitch is high, ball one. The stretch, and the pitch hit, the runner going back again. There's ball slapped foul down the first base line, and it's 1-1. Pitch by Brand is driven in the air to right center field. That's trouble. That's going to drop for a base hit. Dakey cuts it off. Runner's going to go to third. Strick's throw is not going to be in time. Widmark grabs that. Boy, Dinkle never slowed down. They got the throw back in quickly, but he's able to go first to third. So back-to-back hits here in the fourth inning, and Marathon's in business. Runners at the corners and nobody out. He still leads 6-2. Brooks Repking is the first baseman, and he will bat now. Now Willie Brandt steps off. Now he's ready to go. And the pitch to Repking in the dirt, blocked by Romanski, and it's 1-0. Long look in. Brand gets the sign he wants. Long look at first. And the pitch. And that's driven on a line to left center field. That's going to drop. Run will score. Three consecutive hits after retiring eight in a row. Marathon has jumped all over Brand here in the fourth inning. A run is in. Runners at first and second now with nobody out. And it's a 6-3 game. Brand gets back on the rubber. He's looking for a double play ground ball here, or strikeout pop-up, of course. Stretch by Brand. Scored a bunt, and the bunt fouled back to the screen, and it's 0-1. So Gunnar Fredriksson, the DH, trying to move two runners into scoring position here with nobody out. The stretch by Brand. The check squares the bunt again and fouls it off again. Back to the screen. And he's in the hole 0-2. Let's see if Steve Warren keeps the bunt sign on here. Tries to bunt with two strikes. East Baseball brought to you in part today by the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman, a proud supporter of local high school sports, wishing all of the area athletes a successful season. Nothing and two to count. Runners take their leads. And the pitch. That rides inside just a bit. And it's 1-2. And the pitch by Brandt, grounded toward first. Chu brings up for it with it, going to second for one. The relay is nobody covering at first. The throw gets away, and another run will score. Throw comes into home from Willie Brandt. The run will score. Some confusion over there about who is going to cover first base on that return throw. And the throw went to the screen. So they get the force on Repking at second base. For the out, Braun comes in to score on the throwing error. And with one down now and a runner at first, it will be Nathan Martin, the top of the order for Marathon to bat here. He has walked and scored and struck out. 6-4 the score now, two-run game. East with the lead. First pitch from Brand is down low and outside, ball one. So once again, the defense rearing its head here. After three consecutive hits, they don't execute on a double play ball. And a run scores. Next pitch from Brand, that's in there for a strike outside corner, and it's 1-1. And the pitch. That stays high and outside. 2-1. The stretch by Brand and the pitch. That's down low, blocked by Romanski. Runner stays where he is. And it's 3-1 now on the top of the order, Nathan Martin. Runner takes his lead. Brand ready. The 3-1 pitch. Popped up. Foul ground. Schubring's got a play on that. Slides over and will make the grab. No, he won't. He dropped the ball. Holy cow. Doesn't get much more routine than that. Schubring just had it clank off his glove. Counts full. 3-2, but it should be an out. And if Martin reaches, that'll be an error. Full count. Scoreboard showing two outs, but there's only one. Should be two. Now they've switched it. And the pitch. Runner stays where he is. Ground ball foul down the third base side. Count remains full. 3-2. Just that plays like that. Your pitcher has to throw extra pitches. The other team has more chances to get hits. There's more chances for bad things to happen. You got to make the routine plays. Stretch by Brand. And the payoff pitch. Breaking ball, chopped toward third. Widmark gloves it, throws to second for one. Strick's relay is in time for the out. And a double play ball turned by Bryce Widmark, Luke Strick, and Ben Schubring. So East gets out of it with no further damage, but Marathon does get two runs on three hits. There was one error and one left, make that nobody left on base. And the score after 3.5 now, East 6, Marathon 4. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Where you bank does make a difference, a big difference. Cloverbelt Credit Union is celebrating being voted the best credit union for the third consecutive year in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. People know Cloverbelt for great rates, for great service, and for big difference benefits like free checking and a free check card that comes with rewards and benefits. You earn rewards points that are redeemable for all sorts of cool stuff just for using your CCU check card. Love that word, free? Right now, Cloverbelt is offering a special bonus. Finance any loan at CCU and you'll receive a free voucher that admits up to four people to Mount Olympus Water Park in Wisconsin Dells. How cool is that? Cloverbelt Credit Union is big on financing fun. Whatever you need to finance, CCU has the best rates and for a limited time, a free voucher that admits up to four people to free Mount Olympus Water Park with any CCU loan. Details online at ccuwausau.com or call 715-842-5693. Cloverbelt Credit Union, where you bank does make a difference.
Fox Sports Radio.
We go to the bottom of the fourth. Lumberjacks still leading, but it's now 6-4. Willie Brand will lead things off for East here in the fourth. Brand, Gritzmacher, and Schubring to bat against Landon Williamson. Williamson's a sophomore pitcher for Marathon. This is the final regular season game for Marathon as well as East. Marathon off now, though, till next Thursday. They get the bye. Brand goes the other way with it again, and it is going to be foul ball. Left fielder made a good effort again, but the ball was just foul as Brand tried to go the opposite way for the third time here today. Jake Dinkle covers a lot of ground out there in left field for Marathon. He went over there, almost had a play on that ball, but it did drop foul. So Brand will get the stick back in his hand and get back in the box, and the count 0-1. And the pitch, breaking ball, that's a good one. Actually, no, called inside, ball one. Didn't miss by much. Rode inside late, but might have crossed the plate. 1-1 now. Fastball high outside. Brand takes it. It's 2-1. Lumberjack Baseball brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics or call them at 715-842-5688. Or visit them online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Here's the pitch. That's outside. And it's 3-1 now on Willie Brand. Good hitters count for Brand here, 3-1. The wind and the pitch. Brand is going to lift it in the air, but playable to center field. Gastner goes back, and he'll make the grab for the out. And there's one down here in the fourth. Got under that one a little bit too much. And Cam Gritzmacher will come to the plate. He has an RBI single, scored a run, and also flied out to left field.
The right fielder, number 13, Cameron Gritzmacher.
Williamson ready to work to Gritzmacher. And the pitch. That's down low, ball one. Woodchucks baseball still to come tonight. The Woodchucks and Wisconsin Rapids. You can hear the game right here. First pitch at 7 o'clock. Sean Kellerman on the call from Athletic Park. The home opener tonight for the Chucks. We'll have it for you right here. The 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball. Catches the outside corner and it's 1-1. Tough pitch right there. One ball, one strike. Long look in by Williamson. Gets the sign he wants. And here it comes. Breaking ball low. Bounces in the dirt and back to the screen. And it's 2-1 now. The wind in a 2-1 offering. Gritzmacher lifts it in the air left field, but playable. Dinkle's got the glasses on and makes the catch out there. Sun Field in left today. And there are two down here in the fourth inning. And that'll bring up Ben Schubring. Schubring has an RBI single and flied out to center.
Number 22, the first baseman, Ben Schubring.
So Williamson ready to work to Shoebring here. First pitch is hit on the ground, a short, big hop for Bloom. Double pumps, throws it across, had time, and threw out Shoebring for the out. Clean inning for Williamson here in the fourth. For East, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Score after four complete remains. East 6, Marathon 4. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Steve Gorman Sports. This is Steve Gorman Sports.
The blowing in the ear of LeBron James, shocking. If I'm a GM in the NBA and I'm looking at young Lance Stephenson, you know what I'm thinking?
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
No?
I don't go for crazy. And the guys I watch, the people that if I'm a GM I'm going to pay money to, I'm not looking for crazy. If you need crazy to get the edge, look elsewhere.
Yes! Steve Gorman Sports.
That's solid right there.
Weekday afternoons at 2 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Tom King back here at Jack Torrizzotti Field, and the Lumberjacks are going to try to end this six-game losing streak here today. They've brought Luke Strick in relief here with a two-run lead in the fifth inning. To start the fifth, Strick will come into pitch. Adam Peterson comes in to play second base. Willie Brand moves out to left field. Peterson will bat in Brennan Becker's spot in the batting order. Strick last pitched a complete game on Tuesday against Wisconsin Rapids. And the coaches are hoping he can give them a couple of innings here of quality relief without a whole lot of pitches. I would imagine Strick will get the ball on Tuesday in the tournament game against Merrill. So Strick will come in here and try to shut down the Red Raiders. It will be Alex Bloom who will lead things off for Marathon here in the fifth. Bloom has grounded out. Actually, he bunted the first time up, and the throw was thrown away, so he reached on an error, and then he bounced back to the mound in his other at-bat. It'll be Bloom, Barber, and Gassner here for Marathon in the fifth inning. The rest of the defense the same for the Lumberjacks. Strick pitches out of the stretch, even with nobody on base. First pitch, curveball, drops it in there for a strike, and it is 0-1. Lumberjack Baseball brought to you in part by Glenray Radiators, where quality and service go hand in hand. Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. The 0-1 pitch, fastball just a bit inside. Bloom thought about it, but checked his swing. The stretch and the 1-1 pitch. Fastball, that's down low. 2-1 now. Lumberjacks, as we talked about in the pregame show, have been in a lot of games this year, close games, and haven't been able to finish a lot of them. Pitch in the dirt that time. 3-1 now on the leadoff hitter, Alex Bloom. They're hoping they can finish one here. They have a two-run lead in the fifth. The 3-1 pitch. Strike called at the knees on the outside part of the plate. Bloom had started his trot to first, but he'll get back in there now and face a full count. Strick ready. Here it comes. Just misses inside, not by much. And ball four. Strick wanted that pitch, didn't get it. And Bloom hits to first with a leadoff walk. And that'll bring up Isaac Barber, the third baseman. He reached down a fielder's choice and scored back in the first, also struck out. The stretch by Strick and the pitch. Fastball at the knees for a strike, and it's 0-1. You wouldn't think Marathon would run here, down two runs, but you never know. Bloom takes his lead. Strick looks over, now stretches, and the pitch. Breaking ball dropped in there nicely, and it's 0-2. When Strick is the most effective, well, you could say about any pitcher, when Strick is the most effective, his curveball has to be working. He's got a good one. And when he's not, when it's not working, then he becomes very hittable. Here's the stretch and the pitch. High fastball popped away from Romanski. The runner was going, and he'll stand up at second base. So Bloom with the steal, and he's at second now with a 1-2 count on Isaac Barber. That pitch nearly hit him. The stretch by Strick, the check of the runner. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. It's lined into right field for a base hit. Just took it the other way. Gritzmacher charges, bobbles, drops the ball. They held Bloom. Luckily for East, they held him because Gritzmacher bobbled it out there, but the runner stops at third. So now Marathon with the tying runs on base here at the corners. Barber didn't try to do too much with that, just reached out the bat and poked it into right field for a base hit. And that'll bring up Ryan Gassner, the center fielder. He's got an RBI single and also flied out to center. East will play back up the middle looking for a double play here. Marathon trying to mount a comeback. He's still leading 6-4. We're in the fifth. Breaking ball. It's nubbed back to the mound. Strick bobbles it. Now he's got to go to first and throws it away. One run will score. They run down the loose ball, and the runner will stop at third. Strick, mad at himself for bobbling the ball on a possible double play, fired a bullet over to first and threw it away. And Marathon will get another unearned run here on the throwing error. Gassner stayed at first. Barber is at third. Runners at the corners. And it brings up Landon Williamson, the pitcher here, who has walked and flied to center. First pitch from Strick. Breaking ball in the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Fourth error of the game on the Lumberjacks. Strick with the stretch, the 0-1 pitch. Fastball, that's in there for a strike, and it's 0-2. Marathon with runners on the corners, a run in, and it's a one-run game. East leading 6-5. Stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball, strike three called at the knees on the outside corner. Williamson didn't like it. He is gone, the first down of the inning. And that'll bring up Jake Dinkle. Dinkle has reached on an error, also singled and scored back in the fourth. Gassner, the runner at first, takes his lead. Barber off at third. Lumberjacks looking for a double play here. Here's the first pitch. Strick raking ball at the knees for a strike, and it's 0-1. Strick pitching with a little purpose right now. You can tell he's a bit teed off at himself for throwing that ball away. Nothing in one. The stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball. Runner goes and no throw. They don't want to give away the tying run here, so they let Gassner go down to second. So now runners at second and third with one out. Pitch was a ball, and it's 1-1. The count on Dinkle. East is still going to play back, it looks like, and concede the tying run up the middle to get an out here. The stretch, the 1-1 pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. Big hack by Dinkle. He didn't get it. A little late. 1-2. Strick's pitches have a little more purpose right now. His fastball's got a little more zip. His curveball's got a little more hard break. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch. Another fastball. This time Dinkle gets a piece of it, fouls it back to the screens. Count remains 1-2. One ball and two strikes. Marathon trying to tie it up or take the lead here. It's 6-5 Lumberjacks. We're in the fifth. Stretch by Strickan. The pitch, slow breaky ball. Check swing. That rode low and outside, and it's 2-2. Good pitch. Hard to lay off with two strikes, but Dinkle was able to do it. Two balls and two strikes now on the Marathon left fielder. The stretch and the pitch. Fastball, and that's line, but foul down the first base side. And the count remains 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Runners at second and third for Marathon here in the top of the fifth. Strick gets the sign he wants, and the pitch. Breaking ball blocked by Romanski in the dirt. Count remains 3-2. Her count runs to 3-2 now. Big pitch right here. First base is open. So you don't want to make a pitch too fat here. Give him something he can chase. The payoff pitch. Fastball, that's low, and it's ball four. Dinkle works a walk, and that'll load the bases here with one out, but it does set up the double play and a force anywhere. And that'll bring up Matt Braun, the right fielder. Braun has popped to second and singled and scored back in the fourth. Widmark in at third. Schubring in at first. They'll come home. Hiding and Peterson up the middle will try to turn two. So Matt Braun is up, and the first pitch from Strick. Fastball fouled away, out of play, and it's 0-1. Lumberjacks clinging to a 6-5 lead here in the top of the fifth inning. Marathon with one run in and threatening for more. The stretch and the 0-1 pitch. Fastball swung on, that was up, and fouled out of play again by Braun, and he's in the hole 0-2. Isaac Barber, the runner at third. Ryan Gassner, the runner at second. And Jake Dinkle, the runner at first. Bases loaded. The 0-2 pitch. Fastball, strike three. He fooled him right down the middle. He was looking curveball, and Strick got a fastball past him for the second out. Two down now, and now he can get a chance to work out of it here. Brooks Repking, the first baseman, will come up. He bounced back to the mound and also had an RBI single back in the fourth inning. Strick looks in, gets the sign he wants, the stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball. Missed outside, and it's 1-0. One ball and no strikes. The stretch and the pitch. Fastball strike, and it's 1-1. Strick looks in, gets the sign he wants, the 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball, it's chopped up the middle, and Heiding can't get it. It goes into center field. One run is in. Marathon's going to take the lead. Throw comes in and is cut off. And Brooks Repking with a ground single up the middle drives in two, and Marathon has the lead here by a score of 7-6. And that will bring a visit to the mound by Steve Heinrich, and that may be all for Luke Strick. They bring Strick in to try to shut down Marathon the rest of the way, and he can't get out of the fifth inning. Heinrich having a conversation with his battery and doesn't look too happy right now. I don't know if that was a pitch that they didn't expect to throw, or Strick's going to stay in the game and try to get out of the inning here. Marathon with the lead, 7-6. They have scored three times here in the fifth inning. All of those runs are unearned. So that means six out of the seven runs scored by Marathon today, by my calculation, are unearned runs. Here's the pitch to Gunnar Fredriksson, the DH. First pitch is upstairs for a ball, and it's 1-0. And the defense, once again, is not getting the job done here for the Lumberjacks today. A 1-0 pitch down low, 2-0. Runners at first and second for Marathon. Dinkles at second. Repking is at first. Stretch and the pitch. Fastball strike, and it's 2-1. Two balls and one strike. And the pitch. Fastball just missed. Must have been a little bit low. Didn't miss by much. 3-1 now. The stretch and the 3-1 pitch. That's high, ball four. And the bases are loaded once again. And Marathon will send the ninth batter to the plate here in the inning. Nathan Martin, the top of the order, comes up. He has walked and scored, struck out, and bounced into a double play. Two down here in the fifth inning. Marathon, three runs in, bases loaded for Nathan Martin. Here's the pitch. Check swing, but it's a strike. High strike at the letters, and it's 0-1. Nothing and one, the count. Strick looks in, gets the sign he wants, the stretch, and the pitch. Breaking ball, that stays high, and it's 1-1. East Baseball brought to you in part by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. And the pitch. Breaking ball, that's high, and it's 2-1 now. Long inning. Landon Williamson looks like he's throwing on the side behind the screen here, trying to stay loose. Next pitch. That's driven into left field for a base hit. One more run will score. Brand is up with it and throws it back in. An RBI single for Nathan Martin. And the bases are still loaded. Dinkle scores. We're going to get a courtesy runner at first base for the catcher, Martin. That is Ben Martin who will run. So it has been an ugly outing here for Luke Strick in the fifth inning. Of course, the defense hasn't helped matters, but Strick has given up a number of base hits and three walks in the inning as well. And the 10th batter to bat in the inning, Alex Bloom, takes a pitch down low, ball one. Bloom walked to lead off this inning and scored. He has also reached on an error and bounced to the mound. 8-6, Marathon now. Here's the pitch. That's foul back to the screen, and it's 1-1. One ball and one strike, two down. Bases loaded for the Raiders here in the fifth inning. Four runs in and looking for more. The stretch, the 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball, that dropped in there at the letters for a strike, and it's 1-2. One ball and two strikes, two outs. Let's see if he can pitch. Breaking ball, strike three called, outside corner, and Bloom is gone, and the inning is finally over. But the Lumberjacks caught up the lead here, giving up four runs. There were three hits. There was one error, and there were three men left on base. And the score after four and a half is now Marathon 8, Lumberjacks 6. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Now I'd like to spend some time here for a public service announcement. Did you know, Mike Harmon, that I am to blame for the Mets playing badly this year?
It's your fault?
It's my fault. Dave Hudgens is let go. What's the blame for the Mets not hitting? And he said part of the blame goes to the fans, because the fans make it tough on the players at home. How do you boo Curtis Granderson, he said.
It's Jason Smith.
You can see it coming.
Weeknights at 9 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Hey, Mom, look what I learned in gymnastics. Ow!
Your little gymnast straining for success? We can get her in shape and back on her feet faster at Bone & Joint Walk-In Care. Whether it's muscle strains, fractures, or sprains, we've got it covered. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone & Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Jack Torrizzani Field. So now the Lumberjacks have some work to do after giving up the lead. We go to the bottom of the fifth. It'll be Ian Corbett to lead things off. Corbett, Strick, and Widmark to bat here in the fifth inning against Landon Williamson. Sophomore in position for a win now. First pitch, and Corbett laces it into left field for a base hit. Jumps on the first pitch. Williamson got that one up. And Corbett leads off the inning with a single. And that'll bring up Luke Strick. Strick has doubled and scored and also flied out to left.
Number 8, the pitcher, Luke.
Corbett takes his lead at first. Williamson the stretch. And the pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. Pops away from Martin. And that is going to allow Corbett to go down to second base on the wild pitch. So now Strick with an RBI opportunity here. The stretch by Williamson and the pitch. High, and it's 2-0 now. 2-0 to Luke Strick. Bottom of the fifth inning, Marathon leading 8-6. Lumberjacks with a runner at second and nobody out. Williamson back on the rubber now, ready to work. The stretch and the pitch. That's high and inside. 3-0 now to Strick. Bryce Widmark waits on deck. The 3-0 delivery. There's a strike at the knees on the outside part of the plate. 3-1 now. Three and one the count. Corbett takes his lead. Now he steps off. Sort of looked like Williamson started with his front foot toward the plate that time before he spun. Umpires, no call on the balk. Steve Heinrich wanted a balk there, didn't get it. 3-1 count. Here's the pitch. That's high, ball four. Strick will walk. And East has the tying runs on base with nobody out here in the fifth inning. And that'll bring up Bryce Widmark. Widmark has an RBI single, scored a run. He also struck out. We're going to get a courtesy runner for the pitcher, Strick. It's going to be Kyle Daniel, who will go out there to run.
courtesy runner, Alex Becker, on first base.
You would think this is a bunt situation.
Correction, Kyle Daniel, courtesy runner on first base.
Barber's going to stay home and play back at third. First baseman, that's Repking. He's way up on the grass. Widmark will square, and he'll get the butt down. It's a good one. That's going to move the runners. The throw to first is going to be in time. They get Widmark. The sacrifice is completed, but the Lumberjacks execute nicely there as Widmark moves the tying runs into scoring position with one down for Sam Romanski. Romanski has an RBI ground out. He's grounded out to short twice. And he's looking to dump one in somewhere here and tie the game. Ian Corbett, the runner at third. Kyle Daniel, the runner at second for Sam Romanski. 8-6 marathon. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. And there's one down. Stretch by Williamson, and the pitch to Romanski. Swings and pops it up. Swung at one upstairs. Foul ground, and it's going to be dropped. And there's a break. Romanski popped that one up. There was a play to be made there, and Barber dropped it near the fence. So Romanski has life. It's 0-1. Nothing in one on the East catcher. 5-1. Infield is back playing for an out. They'll give up a run here for an out. Williamson looks in, gets the sign he wants. Here's the pitch. Slow curveball. That's upstairs, and it's 1-1. I didn't see the... I'm screened by that play down the line along the fence, but should have been caught. So if Romanski reaches, that should be an error on Barber at third. He steps out. Time called by the Marathon catcher. Now we're ready to go again. Tying runs in scoring position for Sam Romanski. The 1-1 pitch. Romanski's going to ground it to short. That's going to get one run in. Ball bobbled. The throw across is going to be in time, barely. Romanski is thrown out, but the run scores. And it's a one-run game, 8-7. Now two down. Second RBI of the game for Romanski. And now two down with Adam Peterson batting for the first time. He came into the game to play second base when Strick came in to pitch. So he will get a chance to tie the game here if he can. Kyle Daniel, the runner at third base with two down. Stretch by Williamson. And the pitch. In the dirt, blocked off the mask that time of Martin. Kept it in front of him off his mask, and it's 1-0. Bottom of the fifth inning, 8-7 Marathon with the lead. We still have Woodchucks baseball coming your way tonight. First pitch scheduled for 7 o'clock. The stretch and the 1-0 pitch. That's high, and it's 2-0. If Peterson can reach, Jordan Heiding will bat. He's on deck. The stretch, the 2-0 pitch. That's high again, 3-0 now to Adam Peterson. Williamson may be getting a bit gassed here when a pitcher's offering start being wild up. That's usually a sign that he's running out of gas. Sophomore pitching into the fifth inning. He's thrown a lot of pitches. Marathon doesn't have anybody down in the pen. The stretch, the 3-0 pitch. That's ball four, high and tight. And a four-pitch walk for Adam Peterson. Puts runners at the corners now with two outs. And Jordan Heiding comes to the plate. Heiding has grounded out twice and has an RBI single, also scored a run. And Steve Warren's going to make a trip to the mound. Let's see if this is all for Landon Williamson. Two outs in the fifth. Marathon clinging to a one-run lead, 8-7, but East has runners at the corners and two outs. All right, Williamson's going to stay in the game and face hiding here, try to get out of the inning. So Jordan Hiding stands in, trying to tie the game up for the Lumberjacks here. Kyle Daniel, a runner at third. Adam Peterson at first. Peterson takes off. The throw down. They're going to try to get. No, they run the cut play, and Daniel stays where he is. Second baseman came up and cut that throw off. So now East with the tying and lead runs in scoring position for Jordan Hiding. Pitch, I believe, was a ball. Here's the next pitch. Hiding takes it. That's a strike at the letters, and it's 1-1. The high strike is being called today, and it's been consistent for much of the game. 1-1. The stretch and the pitch. That's high. Ball 2. 2-1. Hiding digs back in. Williamson ready. The 2-1 pitch lays off. That's high again. 3-1. First base is open. Willie Brand is the on-deck hitter. See if Hiding gets something in drive here. 3-1. Here it comes. He takes it. That's a strike. Again, the high part of the strike zone. And the count now full. 3-2. That's a pitch that you swing at that, chances are good you're going to pop it up. Now he's going to have to swing at anything close. Payoff pitch. He fouls that one. It's going to get out of play, and the count will remain 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. The stretch, the payoff pitch, fouls it back again, had a good hack. Fouled it back to the screen and stayed alive. Count still full. Williamson trying to get out of the jam here and keep Marathon in the lead. It's 8-7. The stretch and the pitch. And he lifts it in the air, shallow right center. That is going to drop for a base hit. Two runs will score, and the Lumberjacks will take the lead. He found the perfect spot out there in the Bermuda Triangle of right center field, just out of the reach of the second baseman. Too long a run for the right or center fielder to get it, and Jordan Hiding drives in a couple with an RBI bloop single to right center. And the Lumberjacks regain the lead 9-8. And that's going to be all for Landon Williamson here this afternoon. Pitching change coming, and we'll take a break as well. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
This is WRIG, Schofield, Wausau, and translator station W230BU, 93.9 FM, Wausau.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
We are Fox Sports!
And we're back here at Jack Torrizzani Field, and the new pitcher for Marathon is Matt Braun, the right fielder who will come into pitch. Going out to right field will be the pitcher, Landon Williamson. So he stays in the game and goes out to right field. And Willie Brand will bat now for East. Lumberjacks have regained the lead here, 9-8. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. This game has all of a sudden slowed down quite a bit. But East has the lead. Two outs here in the fifth, 9-8 East. Willie Brand batting with a runner at first. And the pitch, runner goes. High pitch, they're going to throw it down, and he is going to be out. Hiding, thrown out, stealing. Good pitch or good throw by Martin. And the inning is over. But the Lumberjacks regain the lead here as they score three runs on two hits. There were no errors and nobody left on base. And the score after five complete is now East 9, Marathon 8. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Where you bank does make a difference, a big difference. Cloverbelt Credit Union is celebrating being voted the best credit union for the third consecutive year in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. People know Cloverbelt for great rates, for great service, and for big difference benefits like free checking and a free check card that comes with rewards and benefits. You earn rewards points that are redeemable for all sorts of cool stuff just for using your CCU check card. Love that word, free? Right now, Cloverbelt is offering a special bonus. Finance any loan at CCU and you'll receive a free voucher that admits up to four people to Mount Olympus Water Park in Wisconsin Dells. How cool is that? Cloverbelt Credit Union is big on financing fun. Whatever you need to finance, CCU has the best rates and for a limited time, a free voucher that admits up to four people to free Mount Olympus Water Park with any CCU loan. Details online at ccuwausau.com or call 715-842-5693. Cloverbelt Credit Union, where you bank does make a difference. Fox
Sports Radio. And we're back here at Jack Torrizzani Field as we go to the top of the sixth inning. Lumberjacks have regained the lead, 9-8. Luke Strick out there for his second inning of work here. And he will face Isaac Barber to lead things off here in the sixth for Marathon.
Leading off, top of the sixth inning for the Red Raiders. Number 30, third baseman Isaac Barber.
So Barber will stand in. He has reached on a fielder's choice and scored, singled and scored, and also struck out in three at-bats today. Luke Strick struggled in the fifth inning, but also the defense struggled as well. Let's see if the Lumberjacks can put it together here and protect a one-run lead. First pitch. Barber is low and outside, ball one. Woodchucks baseball on the way tonight. The Woodchucks and Wisconsin Rapids from Athletic Park in Wausau. We'll get there when we're done here. Stretch and the pitch. Fastball at the knees for a strike, and it's 1-1. One ball and one strike. And the pitch. Fastball, that's chopped foul down the third baseline. Count 1-2 now. Barber, Gassner, and Williamson. Scheduled hitters for Marathon here in the sixth inning. Strick gets the sign he wants. And the pitch. Fastball just missed outside, and it's 2-2 now. Trying to get Barber to go after that one just off the plate, and he wouldn't do it. Strick ready. Here it comes. Fastball at the knee. Strike three, and Barber is gone. One down. That's the fourth strikeout for Strick, and they've all been called out on strikes. So he's hitting the corners and keeping the ball down to the edges here in his two innings of work. And Ryan Gassner will bat now. Gassner has a single and an RBI. He also reached on an error and scored and flied out to center. And the pitch. Breaking ball stays high and outside. Ball one. One ball and no strikes. And the pitch. That's some sort of breaking ball that bounced down and off of Romanski's glove back to the screen. 2-0 now. That had some weird spin on it there. Two balls and no strikes. And the pitch. Fastball. Strike at the knees on the outside part of the plate. 2-1. Strick's been working the knees here. Two balls, one strike, one out, nobody on for Marathon here in the sixth inning. Gets the sign he wants. And the pitch. Fastball. That stays upstairs, maybe a little bit out. 3-1 now. Lumberjacks leading 9-8. We're in the sixth inning. And the pitch. Fastball. That's popped up and foul and out of play. Count will run full, though. 3-2. East Baseball is brought to you in part by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital. Proud to sponsor Lumberjack Sports. Because the world needs more great teams. Get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. Three and two to Ryan Gassner. Strick ready. Here's the payoff pitch. It's ball four. High and outside, and the tying run is on. That's the fourth walk issued by Strick in less than two innings. And that'll bring up Landon Williamson. Now playing right field. He was the starting pitcher. Strick with the stretch and the pitch. That's low. It's like he's rushing a little bit with that motion. 1-0. One ball and no strikes. And the pitch. Fastball. There's a strike at the knees. 1-1 now. One ball, one strike. And the pitch. Breaking ball blocked by Romanski in the dirt. It's a ball, 2-1. Once again, Strick throwing a lot of pitches today. I'm sure that these coaches didn't want him to have to do that. He will probably get the ball on Tuesday in the tournament game. Next pitch, fastball. That just misses. And it's 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Gassner, the tying run, is at first. The stretch. And the pitch. There goes the runner. Strike three. Oh, but throw down is not in time. Was that a ball? No, call. He called it a strike. All right. That was right down the middle. Counts full. Throw down by Romanski was a good one, but Gassner beat it. Stolen base. Tying run at second base now. I didn't see the umpire signal that a strike. That pitch was right down the chute. So now a full count on Williamson with Gassner at second base. The stretch and the pitch. Chop toward third, and Widmark knocks it down, but he's going to have no play. Runner will stay at second. That thing hit off the lip. Lucky Widmark got down and knocked that ball down. And the infield single will give Marathon runners at first and second with one out. Sets up the force and the double play here. And we're going to get a warning for one of the Marathon players. He's got a necklace on, getting a jewelry warning. I'm sure he's had it on the whole game, but they just noticed it now, so he's got to take that off. And now Jake Deagle will come back to the plate. Dinkle has reached on an error, singled and scored, and walked and scored in his three at-bats. And he has a chance to tie the game here for Marathon. And the pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. Once again, blocked by Romanski. 1-0. Peterson shading the runner at second base. A big hole between Shubring and Peterson on the right side. Now Peterson slides back. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. That missed outside, and it's 2-0. Strick's getting frustrated. He thinks some of these close pitches should be strikes. The umpire's not agreeing. 2-0 now. All you can do is get the ball back and throw it again. You're not going to win any arguments out there. The 2-0 pitch, that's down low, 3-0. So Strick battling with his command here, and a 3-0 pitch. Let's see if Dinkle gets the green light here. That's down ball four, and a four-pitch walk has loaded the bases, and the fifth walk issued by Luke Strick in less than two innings of work. Romanski's going to go on and have a talk with Luke Strick, and Rex Zemke, one of the East assistants, will go out there as well. Strick has thrown a lot of pitches here. He threw a complete game on Tuesday, and he's expected to throw on the tournament game on Tuesday. East obviously would love to win this game and break the losing streak, but Strick is really laboring right now. Conversation continues at the mound. Gassner is the runner at third. Williamson the runner at second. Dinkle the runner at first. There's one out. Lumberjacks hoping to get a double play ground ball if they can get it here. Matt Braun, the pitcher now for Marathon, is up. He has popped to second, singled and scored and struck out. Wind continues to blow in from center field. Strick the stretch and the pitch. There's a fastball strike inside part of the plate, and it's 0-1. He gets the sign he wants. The 0-1 pitch. That's chopped toward the middle. Could be two. Hiding boots it. One run will score. We're tied. Hiding couldn't make the play on the short hop, and the game is tied and the bases are still loaded. I'm not sure they were going to turn two on that. It was a slow roller. They were going to get one for sure, but still, the play not made once again. Might have hit something. He's looking down on the ground like it took a bad hop on him. But we're tied. Bases still loaded for Marathon with one out and Brooks Repking the batter. Fifth error of the game on the Lumberjacks here. And the pitch. Fastball high, ball one. Shubring in on the grass at third. Widmark even with the bag at third. Here's the pitch. That's down low, 2-0. I've got to believe that this is Strick's last batter if he doesn't get him here. Two balls and no strikes. And the pitch. Fastball. That misses outside. 3-0 now. No room for Brooks Repking. Stretch and the pitch. Misses ball four, forcing in a run. And the sixth walk issued by Strick. Williamson will score. Dinkle moves to third, Braun to second. And that's going to be all for Luke Strick. We'll take a break while we make a pitching change here. Back in a moment. Lumberjacks now trailing 10-9. And while they change pitchers, we'll take a break. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
New boyfriend or just friends, LOL or OMG, call, text, or email.
Mom.
These days, keeping up with your child can be puzzling. But when it comes to straightening your child's smile, you can rest assured that an orthodontist can solve the puzzle. Only orthodontists have an additional 2 to 3 years of education beyond dental school to become specialists in straightening and aligning teeth. So get it right. See the specialist.
DeVorney Orthodontics. Make an appointment today by calling 715-842-5688 or visit DeVorneyOrtho.com.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, InterCity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. InterCity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the InterCity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are InterCity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
We are Buckhorns!
And we're back here at Jack Torrizzani Field. Ben Schubring coming on to pitch for the Lumberjacks. Luke Strick will move to first base. One down, bases loaded for Marathon. They have taken the lead here with two runs in the sixth inning after East had just regained the lead in the bottom of the fifth. It's been a seesaw affair here today. And it is Gunnar Fredrickson, the DH, who will stand in here to bat now with one out and the bases juiced. First pitch from Schubring is down low, ball one.
And batting for the Red Raiders, number seven, designated hitter, Gunnar Fredrickson.
Schubring ready, the 1-0 pitch. That's outside, and it's 2-0. East pitchers have walked eight so far today. Schubring, there's a strike, and it's 2-1. Eight walks by Lumberjack pitchers, and seven errors by the defense. Holy cow. Two balls and one strike. Here's the pitch. That's in there for a strike, and it's 2-2. Nine runs scored should be enough to win any game at any level, but apparently not today. The 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Just missed inside. Count out full. No room to put Fredrickson here. And the pitch. Fouled away. Stays alive, 3-2. Fredrickson digs back in. Schubring ready to work. Gets the sign he wants. The payoff pitch. Fastball misses. Ball four. Didn't miss by much. And that'll force in a run. And it's an 11-9 game. Nathan Martin, the catcher, and the top of the order back at the plate for Marathon. Martin has walked, has an RBI single, bounced into a double play and struck out. And he bats here with one out and the bases loaded. First pitch from Shoebring in there for a strike at the letters, and it's 0-1. Nothing in one. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. Dropped down, blocked by Romanski, and it's 1-1 now. One ball and one strike on Nathan Martin. The 1-1 pitch. That misses outside, and it's 2-1. Wind and the 2-1 pitch. Fastball in there for a strike, and it's 2-2 now. At this point, just get it over in hopes that they hit it at somebody. Certainly better than bases loaded walks. 2-2. Make them hit it. Now the hitter calls time at the plate. And Shoebring ready to work. The 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. And Martin is gone. Swung late at that one. And there are two down now. And the ninth man to bat in the inning, Alex Bloom, will come to the plate. He has struck out, reached on an error, bounced to the mound. He also walked and scored back in the fifth. Two down, bases still loaded. Three runs already in. It's 11-9, Marathon. And the pitch. There's a strike, and it's 0-1. Just pour it in at this point and make him hit the ball. Nothing in one to the Marathon shortstop. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. It came back, nearly hit him, but came back inside. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Now time called at the plate again. And the pitch. That rides outside, 2-1. Two balls and one strike. And the pitch. Strike two, caught the outside corner, 2-2 now. Shoebring shakes off the sign. Now he gets the one he wants. The 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball chopped. Going to be a tough play. Widmark charges. The throw across is high over Strick's head. One run is in. Here comes the second run. Marathon will score two more. I think that was going to be a base hit anyway. I don't think Widmark gets him even with a good throw there. And he overthrew Strick, so it's going to be an infield single and a throwing error, allowing the second run to score. Runner stayed at first, so runners at the corners now.
Number 30, Isaac Barber.
Throw over and the runner back. It's now 13-9 Marathon. Five runs in here in the sixth inning. Stretch by Shoebring in the pitch. Fastball outside, 1-0. Widmark was playing behind the bag, and he had to come a long way to try to grab that little number down the third base line. And his throw on the run sailed over Strick's head. I don't think they were going to get Bloom anyway. Throw over. Bloom dives back in. Well, the bats were able to score runs today, but the pitching and defense just did not get the job done. They still have two shots at it. Bottom of the sixth, bottom of the seventh, but a 2-0 count now on Isaac Barber, who's the 10th man to bat here in the inning. Second time in this game that Marathon has batted around. And the pitch, that's way high with the fastball, 3-0. And the pitch. There's a strike, 3-1. The 3-1 pitch. That's grounded to third. Widmark can't make the play. It gets by him into left field. I don't know if you didn't see that one. He's got sunglasses on, and he sort of elated, and it went into left field. And Marathon scores again here. And the inning continues. And that'll bring up Ryan Gassner.
Ryan Gassner, number 34, the center fielder.
First and second for Marathon now. The stretch by Schubring and the pitch. That's in there for a strike. And it's 0-1. Next pitch stays outside, 1-1 now. The wheels have come off here in the late innings for the Lumberjacks. Here's the stretch and the pitch. That's high, and it's 2-1. The stretch and the pitch. High again and outside. 3-1. Bottom of the year, make that top of the sixth inning. It's 14-9, Marathon. And the next pitch is a ball as well, another walk. And that will load the bases again. Still two outs here in the sixth inning. Just a heads up back to the studio. We are going to join the Woodchucks for their pregame show here when this inning is over, and we will finish up this game as the podcast. First pitch is a high strike, and it's ball one. So we'll get you out to the Woodchucks game here in just a few moments, and you'll be able to catch the rest of this one as a podcast on our website, foxsportswausau.com. The pitch. That's a high strike, and it's an 0-2 count. The 0-2 pitch swung on and missed. He struck him out, and the inning is finally over. But Marathon able to punch across six more runs on just two hits. There was another error, and there were three men left. And the score after 5.5 is now Marathon 14 and East 9. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
And we're back here at Jack Torrizzani Field as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Lumberjacks lead off with a walk to Willie Brand, and now Cam Gritzmacher at the plate. He's going to pop one up in foul territory. It's going to get out of play. And the count now even 2-2 to Gritzmacher. Bottom of the sixth, Marathon leading 14-9 after punching across six runs in the top of the sixth inning. And Brand takes his lead at first. Ritzmacher with a 2-2 count. We're on the pitcher for Marathon. The stretch. Here's the pitch. Took something off it. Ritzmacher chased it down and out of the zone and strikes out for the first out of the inning. And that'll bring up Ben Schubring, who is now the pitcher. Schubring has flied to center, single in a run, and grounded to short. First pitch is fouled out of play, right side, and it's 0-1. Lumberjack Baseball is brought to you in part by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. And the pitch, that stays high, and it's 1-1. One ball and one strike. Now throw over, and Brand dives back in safely. The stretch. And the pitch. He swings it one up and out of the zone, fouls that one, and it's going to get out of play. And the count is 1-2. Lumberjack's finding it hard to lay off those high pitches. Matt Braun, the current pitcher for Marathon, coming in relief of Landon Williamson, who pitched 5. And the pitch. That's driven in the air to deep right center field. No one's going to get that one. I don't think it's going to drop and get to the wall. Here comes Brand rounding second. He's going to stop at third, and Schubring will have a double. And the Lumberjacks have a little life here in the sixth inning. A double to the right center field gap by Ben Schubring puts runners on first. Make that second and third with one out. And Ian Corbett will come to the plate. Corbett has reached on an errant single twice. He's also scored a couple of runs. So he's having a nice day at the plate on his senior day, final home game here at Jack Torrizani Field, and has a chance to drive in a couple here. Pitch from Brown is upstairs, ball one. One ball and no strikes. The stretch and the pitch. That's high and tight, 2-0 now. The stretch by Braun. The 2-0 pitch. That's high again, and it's 3-0. Rio count on Corbett now. And the pitch. At 4-4, it's high, and the bases will be loaded for the Lumberjacks here with one out. And Luke Strick will come to the plate. Strick has doubled, blocked, scored twice, and tied to left. Lumberjacks trying to claw their way back here. They trail at 14-9. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. The stretch and the pitch. In the dirt, pop. Oh, blocked nicely that time by Martin. Thought that one got away from him. Instead, he was able to keep it right at home plate. Keep the runners right where they are. He's going to walk that one off a little bit. So one ball and no strikes on Strick. Bases loaded with Lumberjacks here in the sixth inning. Down 14-9. The stretch and the pitch. That's fouled at the plate, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. The stretch by Braun and the pitch. Way high, and it's 2-1. Marathon is going to send somebody down to their bullpen here as Braun seems to be struggling here in the sixth inning. The stretch, and here it comes. That's chopped toward third. They get the out at third. The throw across is going to be in time, a double play, and the inning is over. A high chopper right to the third baseman. Barber made the play, and the Lumberjacks are turned away here in the sixth inning. No runs on one hit. There were no errors and one left in the score. After six complete remains, Marathon 14 and East 9. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. All right, we go coming back in 3, 2, 1. And we're back here at Jack Torrizani Field. We go to the seventh inning. Marathon will bat here in the top of the seventh, leading 14-9. They were able to turn a double play with the bases loaded and turn the Lumberjacks away in the bottom of the sixth. Ben Schubring out for another inning of work here. And it will be Jake Dinkle, the left fielder, will lead things off here. He has walked twice, singled, scored three times. He also reached on an error. He's been on base all four times here tonight. And Schubring ready to work. Here's the pitch. That's down low, ball one. East Baseball brought to you in part by the Bone and Joint Center, comprehensive orthopedic podiatry, spine, and sports medicine care with clinics in Wausau, Medford, and Merrill, or visit them online at bonejoint.net. Schubring ready to wind and fire inside with the fastball, 2-0 now. The wind and the pitch. Fastball, that's outside, and it's 3-0. It has been a struggle for the Lumberjack pitchers today to find the strike zone and also for this Lumberjack defense to make plays behind the pitchers. Marathon warming up a lefty in the bullpen, probably to pitch at the seventh. There's a 3-0 strike, and it's 3-1. Three balls and one strike. And the pitch. That's high, ball four. And Dinkle draws his third walk of the evening. And that'll bring up Matt Braun, the pitcher. Braun has singled, reached on an error, scored two runs, struck out, and popped a second. Throw over to first, and the runner back. The stretch by Schubring and the pitch. Where's the bunt? Gets the bunt down. They're going to have to go to first. They'll get the out there, and the sacrifice is completed. So one down, runner at second base. Steve Warren trying to add an insurance run here. They're up five in the seventh inning, and now it'll be Brooks Repke, the first baseman. Runner at second, one out. For Repkin. The stretch and the pitch. That's outside, ball one. One ball and no strikes. And the pitch. That's whipped it in the air, shallow right field. Bitzmacher coming in. Peterson going out, can't make the play. Peterson almost got there, but the ball drops. It's going to be a bloop single for Repking. Dinkle advances to third. He had to wait to see if that ball was going to be caught. So now Marathon has runners at the corners and one out for Gunnar Fredrickson, the DH. Fredrickson taking a look down at Steve Warren at third base. The stretch and the pitch. squared the bunt, took it outside, ball one. And try to squeeze a run home here with a five-run lead, really? One ball and no strikes. The stretch now, a throw over, runner back, standing up. And the pitch, he squares the butt, takes it high, it's 2-0. Two balls and no strikes. They asked the base umpire if the hitter pulled the bat back, and apparently he did. And the pitch squares the bunt again and takes a strike that time as he pulled the bat back. I'm not quite sure what the strategy is here. Is he trying to bunt, or is he just squaring to try to get the pitcher to throw wildly here? Two balls and one strike. The stretch and the pitch. Takes another strike there, and it's 2-2 now. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Marathon with runners at the corners. They lead it here in the seventh inning, 14-9. And the pitch. That just missed. Now full now, 3-2. Missed a bit down and out. Let's see if they start the runner here. 3-2, one out. Rep came with a good lead. Stays where he is. Ball fouled out of play. And the count remains full, 3-2. Full count, one out. Shoebring ready to work, the stretch, the check of the runners, and the pitch, that's line foul down the first base side, and we'll do it again. Lumberjacks begin tournament play on Tuesday. They'll travel to Merrill to take on the Blue Jays. And it will be Marathon waiting until Thursday. They will get the winner of the Auburndale-Stevens Point-Pichelli game. Auburndale and Pichelli play on Tuesday, the winner to play Marathon on Thursday. That is all, of course, weather permitting. The stretch by Shoebring, the payoff pitch, lifted in the air to right field. Gritzmacher coming in, and he will make the catch. Runners are going to stay where they are. They could not try to score on that. A shallow fly to right field. Gritzmacher makes the catch, and there are two down here in the seventh inning. And that'll bring up the top of the order. Catcher Nathan Martin will bat again. He has a single, drove in a run. He also walked and scored, struck out, bounced into a double play, actually struck out twice. He bats here with two outs, runners at the corners, top of the seventh inning. The stretch and the pitch. That's high, ball one. One ball and no strikes. Here it comes. Swung on and missed. Fouled out of play. It's 1-1 now. One ball and one strike. Looking ahead to the bottom of the seventh, it'll be the bottom of the order up for the Lumberjacks. Widmark, Romanski, and Peterson scheduled to hit. And the pitch way high, 2-1 now. The stretch, the 2-1 pitch. Popped up foul, and it's going to get out of play into the stands as the crowd scatters. And the count out 2-2. Shubring trying to get out of the inning here. 2-2, two outs, runners at the corners. Get the fresh baseball. Not sure what the delay is now. They're going to throw one of the baseballs out. So Martin will dig back in, and Shubring gets ready to work 2-2. The stretch and the pitch. Curveball, strike three call at the letters, and the inning is over. So Marathon turned away here in the seventh inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two left. And the score, after 6.5 remains, Marathon 14 and East 9. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Jack Torrizzani Field as we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Lumberjacks down to their last at bat here, trailing 14-9. And it will be Kyle Daniel pinch hitting here. Daniel will pinch hit for Whitmark here. And Braun, Matt Braun's still out there on the mound for Marathon. Winds and fires. First pitch taken for a strike at the knees, and it's 0-1. Sam Romanski on deck for the Lumberjacks. And the pitch. Lifted in the air on the infield. First baseman Repkin calls for it, and he'll make the catch for the out. One down here in the seventh. One down, Sam Romanski will come to the plate. He has driven in a couple of RBIs. He has grounded out to shortstop three times, but twice drove in runs with those groundouts. And he bats here with the bases empty and one out. And the pitch. Inside, ball one. One ball and no strike. And the pitch. Swung on and missed. Way out in front. And it's 1-1. The line, the 1-1 pitch. Breaking balls. Just missed outside. Braun wanted that one. Didn't get it. 2-1. That was a good pitch right there. 2 balls and one strike to Sam Romanski. And the pitch. That's hit hard but foul down the third base side. Romanski way out in front of that one. Adam Peterson is on deck here for the Lumberjacks. So Romanski digs back in, and Braun ready to work 2-2. Here it comes. Breaking ball high and outside, and the count out full, 3-2. Next pitch. Foul tip, and Martin couldn't hang on, and Romanski stays alive. And the pitch. Ball four outside. Romanski is on with a walk. And that'll bring up Adam Peterson, hitting for the second time tonight. He has walked and scored back in the fifth. So Peterson will dig in. Romanski is going to run for himself here. Takes his lead. First pitch is outside, ball one. Jordan Heiding on deck, top of the order, will return here for the Lumberjacks if Peterson can keep the inning going. One down. Stretch and the pitch. That just misses. And it's 2-0. Lumberjacks are down 5. It's 14-9 here in the bottom of the 7th inning. One out. Stretch by Braun. And the pitch. That's down low again. 3-0. Marathon did have a lefty throwing in the bullpen earlier. The stretch and the pitch. And there's a strike. Romanski faked going. 3-1 now, the count on Peterson. The stretch and the pitch. That's high, ball four, a couple of walks with one out. That put runners on first and second, and the top of the order will come to the plate for the Lumberjacks in Jordan Heiding, but first Steve Warren's going to take a trip to the mound. Let's see if he decides to make a pitching change here. The entire infield's going to come in and talk about it. And it looks like there will be a pitching change made, so we'll take a break and come back with more. You're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. And we're back here at Jack Torrizzani Field. Pitching change completed for Marathon. It'll be Jake Dinkle, the left fielder, will come in to pitch. And the pitcher, Matt Brown, will go out to left. One down. Lumberjacks have runners on first and second. They trail at 14-9. And the hitter for the Lumberjacks is Jordan Heiding. Heiding has grounded out twice. He also has a couple of RBI singles, scored a run as well. And he will look to keep the Lumberjacks going here in this rally attempt in the seventh inning. He had the bases loaded last inning, but Marathon got out of it with a double play ground ball. So it will be Heiding to stand in here against Dinkle. Willie Brand is on deck. Runners take their lead. Romanski's at second. Peterson's at first. Here's the pitch to Heiding. There's a strike outside corner, and it's 0-1. Nothing and one to Jordan Heiding. And the pitch. Swings and misses at a ball up and out of the zone, and it's 0-2. Trying to make something happen. Couldn't lay off the high pitch. Nothing and two now. The stretch and the pitch. Gets it in the air to left field. Braun's coming in. That's playable, and he will make the catch out there for the second out. And there are two down here in the seventh inning, and Willie Brand will try to keep East alive. Brand has singled twice, walked, slide to center, and scored a run. And he will try to keep the Lumberjacks alive here. So Dinkle trying to close it out here for Marathon. The stretch and the pitch. Inside, ball one with the fastball. The stretch, the check of the runners, and here's the 1-0 pitch. That's high with a fastball, 2-0 now. Two balls and no strikes. And the pitch. Brand swings, fouls it back to the screen, and it's 2-1. Two balls and one strike. The stretch and the pitch. That's grounded towards second. Marathon will make the play, and the ball game is over, and the Marathon Raiders have beaten Wausau East here this afternoon by a score of 14-9. We'll take a timeout, come back, and recap after this. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. And we're back here at Jeff Torrizani Field, where another frustrating game comes to an end for the Lumberjacks as they drop their matchup with Marathon here to finish the season 14-9, the final. Marathon jumped in front with two runs in the first inning. Lumberjacks came back, though, and scored six times in the second inning. RBIs for Cam Gritzbacher, Ben Schubring, and Bryce Widmark, and also Sam Romanski. And it was 6-2. It stayed that way until the fourth, when Marathon added a couple of unearned runs to make it 6-4. Marathon then took the lead with four runs in the fifth inning. Also, a couple of errors in that inning as well. A big hit, a two-run single by Brooks Repking with two outs to give Marathon the lead. East came back with three in the bottom of the fifth to get the lead back. RBIs for Romanski and also for Jordan Heiding. But it wasn't to be, as Marathon jumped on Luke Strick and the East defense with six runs in the sixth inning to blow this one open and get the win 14-9. 14 runs, 10 hits, one error for Marathon. And for East, 9 runs, 11 hits, and 9 errors for the Lumberjacks here tonight in this one. Their pitchers also walked a whole bunch. Winning pitcher was Matt Braun, and the losing pitcher tonight was Luke Strick. With the win, Marathon goes to 16-4 on the season. And with the loss, the Lumberjacks now drop to 5-14 and finish the year with a 7-game losing streak heading into the tournament. But one thing the tournament means is that everybody is 0-0. You can wipe out the rest of these games from your memory bank and start over fresh. The Lumberjacks are going to have to play a whole heck of a lot better if they hope to advance over Merrill on Tuesday night in the tournament game. They have just not been playing well here down the stretch. Scored some runs today, but the defense and the pitching just didn't get the job done here. And Marathon was able to get the non-conference win by a score of 14-9. This is Tom King. Going to wrap things up. Thanks for listening. Thanks to all of our sponsors once again. And we'll talk to you again on Tuesday as East will take on Merrill in their first tournament action from Athletic Park in Merrill on Tuesday. You've been listening to Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.